And Jacinta Burton from Esperance Express is on the line. She's here to talk all things news and all things local and all things Esperance. So, Jacinta, what's in the news today?
On our front page today, the Agricultural Trust, WA Farmers President Tony York said the company would remain involved in ongoing conversations around regional education following the reversal of several of the state government's education cuts on January 11th. Mr. York said there were issues not addressed in the recent reversal, including the decision to take 20% of the dividends from the Agricultural Education Trust as of 2019. Mr. York said it was unacceptable for the state government to use the fund to bring the budget closer to the black. Education Minister Sue Ellery said the decisions were tough, however, the budget repair was ongoing. WA Farmers are scheduled to meet with the Education Minister later this month.
She really has it in for the country, doesn't she, Sue Ellery?
I can't say. No comment.
And Cape Legrand have had some pretty good turnaround this summer.
Some fantastic news for Cape Legrand. Recent figures show visitation to Cape Legrand National Park has increased by 25% in the last 6 years, according to Tourism Research Australia. Australia's Golden Outback Chief Executive Officer Marcus Falcona said, as one of Esperance's iconic locations, he was not surprised that visitation had increased, with 62 new campsites added in 2016 and heavy promotion of the area on social media platforms.
Yeah, I went down there on Saturday to Lucky Bay and it was magnificent. Heaps of cars. I'm going to go back there on Saturday and bring a barbecue and go for a swim. It's going to be lovely.
Had you been out there before?
No, this is my first time. We're actually going to go back on Saturday and climb Frenchman's Peak and then go have a barbecue on Lucky Bay. So it should be nice.
Sounds beautiful.
And what else? Anything else in the news?
Actually, quite an interesting local story here. So we may all know about the recent release of the All the Money in the World film. And for an Esperance man, that may actually be reliving a portion of his life through the big screen. Whoa. It has been half a century since Esperance man Brian Warren worked for Jean-Paul Getty, an American-born British industrialist who was once deemed the world's richest citizen. Mr. Warren worked for Mr. Getty for 7 years during the 1960s and said he was a very misunderstood man who was actually very kind and generous.
Excellent, excellent. Jacinta, I'll leave you with one question and you can bring me the answer next week. If you were in a Hollywood film, which actress would play you? I'll leave you with that. I'll leave that with you and you can bring it back to me next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Jacinta Burton on Esperance Express on Triple M.